Let me show you a verse in Isaiah in chapter 50. Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 4. In the middle of that verse it says, God wakes me up every morning. I look at it like that. When I wake up in the morning, sometimes it's early, sometimes a little later. Sometimes it's 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. And I say, God, you woke me up. There's something you've got to tell me. You know, like Samuel, the little boy Samuel you read in the Old Testament, when he woke up and he heard the voice saying, Samuel, Samuel. And if you have ears in your heart, when you wake up in the morning, you'll hear God calling your name. Whatever your name is, once, twice, thrice, calling you. You don't hear it. Because your mind is filled with other things of the world that you have to do. I'll tell you something. Even if you're selfish, you'll do those things in the world much better if you listen to God first. I found that in my life. He wakens me morning by morning, and he wakens my ear to listen as a disciple. Lord, what do you want me to do today? Not as a scholar. No, he doesn't waken my ear to fill my head with knowledge. He doesn't waken me up in the morning to give me a sermon to preach to the church so that I can get some honor for something I shared. Garbage. Anybody who shares God's word for honor, it's garbage. It's like eating garbage. No, he wakens me to hear as a disciple. That means the Lord's trying to tell me what I should do that day. And he doesn't speak to me just in the morning. He wakens me my ear in the morning, the ear of my heart, and it's open throughout the day. He can speak to me when you're driving the car. He can speak to you when you're having a shower. If you have a ear to hear, people say, I don't have time. You take a shower? What do you think about then when you're there? How can you say you don't have time? What about when you're traveling? Sure, pay attention to the road, and there's so much of little bits of time that we have. If you have the habit of hearing, you'll find that God is more than eager to speak to you. And yet there are believers who go by months on end without ever having heard God's word at all. Think of it like this. If the local city council said, we're going to distribute $100 every day to those who come to our office at 6 o'clock in the morning. Ooh, can you imagine the line that will be there? Can you imagine how rich you'll be by the end of the month? And if the city council also says there'll be no line because we're going to have 1,000 counters open. So as soon as you come, you get the money and go. You don't have to wait even 1 minute. What if God says, I've got many counters open. You can come immediately. You don't have to wait in line to hear me speak to you. As soon as you come, you can hear what I have to give to you, which is worth more than $100. Oh, if I were to ask you a question, how many of you believe that God's word is more important than $100. Oh, we'll all raise our hands. But you act like that every day? I'm challenging you, brothers and sisters. I'm not rebuking you. I'm challenging you. Just like you tell your little children to eat those vegetables and not keep eating ice cream the whole time. Eat what's good for you. Just like you try to feed your little baby who's no interested perhaps in the food on that I mean, they have an interest in drinking milk when they're a baby. After a little while, when they grow to 2 years old or something, they're not much interested in food. But you keep them at the table. That's what I'm trying to do right now. Man shall not live by bread alone. So that's the first picture I want you to never, never forget. Take 15 minutes a day. If you find the Bible is heavy, read through the Bible and get to the Bible and get to know God's Word. And I tell you, if you discipline at least from today onwards, 15 minutes a day, in 1 year, I guarantee your life will be changed. And you'll see the truth of what I'm trying to tell you now. The second thing which I want to tell you, I want to tell you something about the devil. You need to know about the devil, because we read, as soon as God created man and woman, the next thing you read in the Bible is about the devil, Genesis chapter 3. How he came and separated man from God, how he came and separated man from his wife, and made them accuse each other. We need to know about the schemes of the devil. Let me show you a verse in 2 Corinthians in chapter 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 11. 2 Corinthians 2:11. We read, "So that no advantage should be taken of us by Satan, we are not ignorant of his schemes." We are not ignorant of his tactics. When I was in the military, I was taught one of the important things in warfare is to know your enemy. Know what he's capable of. Know what tactics he employs to defeat you. Know where all he's got his enemies, where all he's got his stationed his soldiers. And see if he has sent some of his soldiers pretending to be your friends onto your side as spies. Be alert to the schemes of Satan, of the enemy in warfare. It's the same the spiritual life. We must not be ignorant of the schemes of our enemy, the devil, to weaken us, to destroy us. Why has God allowed that? So that we can become strong. If you don't face resistance in your life, you'll never be strong spiritually. I thank God, a lot of my spiritual strength has come, knowledge of God has come through resisting Satan, resisting the lusts in my flesh, and building my spiritual muscles. Those who are too lazy to do that, they become fat, obese spiritually, with no strength, even though they are eating God's word day by day by day by day by day. So we first spoke about feeding ourselves on the God's word. What's the next thing you tell your children? You need to do some exercise. Not sit on that sofa like a couch potato and keep eating potato chips the whole time and watching television. That's not the way you're going to be strong. You've eaten all that good food, then you need to do exercise. And that's the next thing we need to do. Know how to resist the devil so that he can flee from us. And in that process of resisting the devil, we'll be strong.